Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Toth Chof Zayin. We are on page Resh Pei Ches, which is the page following 574. Siman Toth Chof Zayin is Kesher Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yomim, when Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, Heyach Kosvim Bishtaros, how do we write those days in the shtar? So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kesher Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yomim, when Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, Kosvim Bishtaros, we write in the shtar, B'yom Rishon B'yom Rosh Chodesh, Shehu Yom Shloshim LaChodesh Sha'avar. As we know, when there is a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is day 30 of the previous month, but it's called Rosh Chodesh of the coming month, and the second day Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the coming month. So if you're writing a shtar on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you write Bayom HaRishon, Bayom Rosh Chodesh Ploni, the first day of Rosh Chodesh so-and-so, Shu Yom Shloshim L'Chodesh Ha'avar, which is the 30th day of the previous month. The Haminyan L'Chodesh Miyom HaSheni, and the counting of the new month starts from the second day of Rosh Chodesh, V'Kosvin Bo Be'echad L'Chodesh. And we write on the shtar for the second day Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month, Be'echad L'Chodesh. The Ramos says, Kishem Ma'abim HaShana, when we have a leap year with two Adars, Kosvin Ba'Adar Rishon Adar Stam, by the first Adar, you'll write on the shtar Adar Stam, you'll just write Adar, U'Basheni, you'll write Adar HaSheni. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, Shehu Shloshim Yom, Rotzalomar Shekach Kosvin. These are the words that you actually write in the Shalak. The Mechaber says on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you write, Bayom HaRishon, Biyom Rosh Chodesh, Shehu Yom Shloshim L'Chodesh Avar. However, says the Mishabura, Vedas HaBach Shekosvin Lehepech. The Baal says you actually write it the opposite way, like this, Biyom Shloshim L'Chodesh Ploni, on day 30 of the previous month, Shehu Yom Rosh Chodesh Ploni, which is the day of Rosh Chodesh of the coming month. V'chein mashma p'rimigodim, and so too is mashma from the p'rimigodim to write like the Bach. Now, if you look at note number one, you see an interesting thing. Although the Mechaber says to do it here, not like the Bach, v'chein le'inyin ksivas get, when it comes to writing a get, kosav ha-Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch writes, kedas ha-Bach, the Shulchan Aruch himself, who argues with the Bach over here, he actually writes like the Bach by ksivas ha-get, sheyesh lichtov, that you should write b'yom shloshim l'chodesh ploni, it's day 30 of month ploni, shu rosh chodesh ploni, which is rosh chodesh of the coming month. V'lo kimo shekosav ha-Shulchan Aruch kan, the Shulchan Aruch over there by get does not write like the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Ubidyevet gamim kosav rak Rosh Chodesh Ploni, bidyevet, if all you wrote was Rosh Chodesh Ploni on the first day Rosh Chodesh, kosua be Shmuel Shom v'achal kas mechokek Shom, shaget kosher. That even though you're supposed to write on the get that it is day 30 of the previous month, which was Rosh Chodesh of the coming month, if you just wrote Rosh Chodesh Ploni, then it will be kosher. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kotenbeis, the Haminyan LaChodesh Miyom HaSheni, we said you start counting the days of the month from the second day Rosh Chodesh. Rotzalomar means to say, Shemimenu Maschil Limnos Yimei HaChodesh Haba. From that day, the second day of Rosh Chodesh, you start counting the days of the coming month. Kihu Iker HaKvius, because that is the Iker of the Kvius of the days of the month. The Hayom Shloshim Hu Rak Hashlem of the Chodesh Avar, and like we said before, day 30, which is called the first day of Rosh Chodesh, is really just the completion of the previous month. Sif Katan Gimel goes on the Ramah that said that when there are two Adars, in the first Adar you write Adar, and in the second Adar you write Adar HaSheni. Says the Mishabura, V'hu Adin Kishem Avarichim HaChodesh HaBeis HaKnesses. The same thing is true when you are benching Rosh Chodesh in Shul. When you're benching Rosh Chodesh for the first Adar, you'll just say Adar. And when you're benching Rosh Chodesh for the second Adar, you'll say Adar HaSheni. Umaskonas ha'achronim, Zok the Mishabura, the maskon of the achronim is the hanochon l'faresh b'shtehem. That really the proper thing to do is to be specific about both days. Meaning, ba'adar rishon yichtov adar rishon. When you're writing a shtar in adar rishon, you write adar rishon. U'basheni adar asheni. And when you're writing a shtar in adar sheni, you write adar sheni. So unlike the Ramah that says the first adar is written adar stam and the second adar is written adar sheni, but rather in adar rishon you write adar rishon and adar sheni you write adar sheni. Says note number two, v'im kosav ba'adar rishon adar stam. But if you wrote in adar rishon just adar, so the Ramah writes, shehashtar kosher. The shtar will be kosher. Avalim kosav ba'adar sheni adar stam hashtar pasul. But if in adar sheni you just wrote adar stam, then the shtar is going to be pasul. So although the mishabura comes out with the maskon of the achronim that you should specify in each case which adar it is, but b'dievet if you follow what the Ramah says over here and writes in adar rishon stam adar, it will be okay. But if you messed up an adar sheni and you wrote stam adar, then it wouldn't be okay. Because everyone holds that a second adar, you need to say adar sheni. The first adar is already machlokas, so even though we're saying the ikra loch is to write adar rishon, if you wrote adar stam, it also will be okay. That concludes simin tov chav zayin. Mirtzah Shem, in the next year, we will learn simin tov chav ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.